Hey there, deep divers. We like to go deep around here, and today we're going to dive into the world of AI-powered coding
All right.
and specifically vibe coding.
Yeah.
So imagine this, you're building an app or a website, but instead of wrestling with, all the kind of complex code,
Right.
you just describe what you want and the AI builds it for you.
It's like something straight out of science
Oh,
fiction.
that's pretty wild.
Yeah.
So we're going to unpack how this works and explore some tools that are already doing this and, making some huge waves in the development world.
It's really becoming a reality and, opening up so many possibilities for not only developers, but also people who have never even thought about coding.
Yeah, so let's break it down for our listeners.
Okay.
What exactly is vibe coding and how does it work?
So at its core, vibe coding uses AI and more specifically large language models to translate plain language instructions into working code. You can think of it like having a super powerful coding assistant who understands your every whim.
Right. You just tell it what you want to achieve, whether it's a website with a specific layout or a game with certain features
What?
or even a snippet of code,
Yeah.
and it generates the code for you.
Just you don't have to, understand all the different programming languages and all that crazy syntax.
Exactly.
You can just think about, what you want.
The what rather than the how.
The what, not the how. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a game changer for, anyone who has felt intimidated by coding, I think.
It really is.
Right?
It's like if you wanted to build a house,
Okay.
but you didn't need to know anything about carpentry or plumbing,
Yeah.
you just tell the AI what you want and it
Huh.
goes and builds it for you.
Wow. So that's pretty powerful.
And we're not just talking about simple tasks either.
Yeah.
We're talking about building complex applications, games,
Wow.
websites with a level of ease and speed that was previously unimaginable.
So it's safe to say AI is going to play a huge role in the future of software development.
But you know what I'm curious about though is how is this going to impact developers?
Okay.
Are some people, are we going to have robots taking over?
Yeah, that's a valid concern,
Yeah.
but I see it a bit differently.
Okay.
I see it as AI coding tools are not replacing developers. They're becoming their most valuable allies. Think about having a partner who can instantly generate code snippets, catch errors before they even become problems,
Right.
suggest optimal solutions
Yeah.
based on millions of data points.
Yeah, like a super assistant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what these tools are doing for developers.
So instead of being afraid, developers should, embrace these tools
Definitely.
to be more productive
Yeah.
and focus on the more creative parts of their work.
Exactly. It frees them from the tedious and repetitive tasks and
Right.
allows them to focus on the more creative and strategic aspects of their work.
So it opens it up to a whole new generation of creators too.
Definitely.
Because some people just don't have the time or the, energy to learn all that code.
Yeah, it's democratizing software development, making it accessible to anyone with a great idea.
So that's super exciting.
Very exciting.
So I know that there's a ton of AI coding tools popping up like left and right these days.
Left and right.
What are some of the ones that you are, finding the most interesting?
Well, one that really stands out is Cursor.
Cursor.
Cursor, and it's known for its really user-friendly interface.
Okay.
But what's really amazing is how seamlessly it integrates AI into the coding process.
Okay.
So imagine typing a line of code, and the AI predicts your next move,
Wow.
suggests the most likely completions, or alerts you to potential errors.
So it's not just about generating code from prompts.
No.
It's actually like helping you write better code as you go.
Exactly. It's like having a coding guru
Oh, wow.
whispering in your ear,
I love that.
guiding you every step of the way.
So does it work with every language?
It supports a lot of the most popular languages like JavaScript,
Ah.
Python, and Ruby. So it's really versatile.
It's great for both, experienced developers and beginners alike.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, cool. What other tools are out there?
Another one that I think is really interesting is Windsurf.
Windsurf.
Windsurf, and it's all about making app development really intuitive.
Okay.
And what impressed me the most is its Cascade feature.
Cascade.
Cascade. So let's say you're designing a mobile app and you want to make a change to the layout. With Cascade, you adjust the design on one screen,
Okay.
and those changes are automatically applied to all the other screens in your app.
Oh, wow.
So it ensures consistency and saves you a ton of time.
It's like having a design assistant that, instantly synchronizes all the changes across the whole project.
Yeah.
That sounds like a
It's
dream come true.
a front-end developer's dream.
Yes, absolutely. What about for developers who are working on, you know, the entire stack and the front end and the back end?
Well, for that, there's Replit Agent.
Replit Agent.
And this is really a powerhouse for full stack development. It can handle everything from writing code to deploying and managing your app.
Wow.
And it supports a whole bunch of languages like Python, Java, Node.js, and Go.
So that's a lot of languages.
It's really versatile.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's like having a whole development team at your fingertips.
Oh, wow.
It has built-in version control, automatic deployment, cloud hosting, and even detailed analytics.
So essentially, it gives a single developer all the tools they need to
exactly
build, deploy.
Yeah, it's like having a whole tech department.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Especially for startups or indie developers who don't have all the resources.
Definitely levels the playing field.
Yeah, levels the playing field. All okay, right. That's cool. What about people who, you know, have zero coding experience at all?
Yeah, there are tools for them too.
Okay.
One great one is called Lovable.
Lovable.
And it's specifically designed for beginners.
Okay.
Imagine building an app by simply dragging and dropping elements onto a canvas.
Cool.
That's the power of Lovable.
Oh, wow.
It offers a really intuitive way to create without writing any code.
Really?
Yeah, it comes with customizable templates and visual workflows.
So someone with zero coding experience could actually bring their app idea to life.
They really could.
Wow. So with Lovable, it's really like you're building with, you know, digital Legos.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. You piece things together visually and the app comes to life.
Yeah. Okay. So that's great. So we've got a tool for everyone out there.
We really do.
No matter your experience or what kind of project you want to create.
That's the beauty of it.
But let's step back for a second.
Okay.
And talk about, you know, how is this shaping the future of software development?
I think it's going to revolutionize software development in a lot of ways.
Okay.
First, it's making software development so much more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see a huge wave of new creators coming into the space.
It's like we're unlocking all this creative potential.
Exactly.
We're going to see apps and solutions that we haven't even thought of yet.
I think so.
Because now everybody has the power to create them.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
It's also going to really speed up the development process,
mm-hmm.
which allows businesses to iterate more quickly, respond to changes faster,
yeah.
and deliver products to customers much sooner.
So it gives them a competitive advantage.
It really does.
Yeah, well, okay, that makes sense.
What else? I think we'll see a shift from focusing on the how of coding to the what of problem solving.
Okay.
So developers will spend less time worrying about syntax.
Right.
And more time understanding user needs and designing elegant solutions.
So it's almost like elevating the role of a developer from a coder.
Right.
To like a strategic problem solver.
Absolutely.
Wow. It's a huge change.
It is.
Yeah.
And lastly, I think it's going to foster a lot more collaboration.
Okay.
Between developers and non-technical stakeholders.
Mm.
Like imagine a world where designers and marketers and product managers
yeah.
can actively participate in the development process.
Wow.
Communicate their ideas directly through natural language.
Wow.
And see those ideas come to life in real time.
So that would break down all these communication barriers that often exist between, you know,
definitely.
The technical and the non-technical people.
Yeah, it would lead to more innovative and user-centric products.
That's a really cool vision of the future.
It is.
And it seems like, you know, we're kind of on the way there.
We're well on our way.
Yeah, but, you know, with any kind of technological revolution,
right.
there are challenges.
Of course.
And questions that we need to address as well.
Absolutely. All right, so let's jump back into some of the specific tools that are really pushing the boundaries with AI-powered coding.
Okay.
We talked about Cursor and Windsurf, but I want to give you like a deeper understanding of their unique capabilities.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm especially interested in, you know, Cursor's ability to actually like help you write better code.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that a little more?
So Cursor is like having a super smart pair programmer by your side.
Hmm.
It goes beyond just generating code from prompts. It's like an AI-powered coding mentor.
Right.
It gives you real-time suggestions as you're typing, anticipates what you might want to code next,
mm-hmm.
and even catches potential errors before you even compile your code.
Wow.
Which saves you a ton of time debugging.
So it's like, you know, for somebody like me who, you know, I like to code a little bit, but
right.
I'm not, you know, a pro.
Right.
This could really be helpful.
Yeah, definitely.
What about Windsurf? What kind of apps can you build with that?
So Windsurf is all about making app development very visual and intuitive,
Like it.
especially for front-end development.
Okay.
It's compatible with like popular frameworks like React, Angular, Vue.js. So
Bro.
you can build pretty sophisticated web applications with it.
Okay.
It remember that cascade feature we talked about?
Yeah.
That's just one example of how Windsurf can really streamline your design process.
Yeah.
You can use it to create interactive prototypes, experiment with different layouts,
Hmm.
get feedback from users early on in the design process.
It's like taking all the pain out of front-end development
Exactly.
and letting you just, really focus on being
Yeah,
creative.
focus on the fun stuff.
Okay, cool. We've also got Replit Agent for full stack development.
Yes.
What are some of the key features there?
So Replit Agent is a game changer, especially for solo developers or small teams,
Okay.
because it gives you all the tools you need to build, deploy, and manage your app all within a single platform.
Wow.
It's like having an entire development team at your disposal.
Yeah, you mentioned like version control and deployment and analytics.
Right.
Can you give our listeners a little more, detail about what that actually means?
Sure. So version control is essentially like a time machine for your code.
Okay.
It lets you track changes, revert back to previous versions, collaborate with others seamlessly.
So that's really helpful.
Yeah, very helpful.
What about deployment?
So automatic deployment means that you can push your code changes to a live server with just one click.
Wow.
You don't have to mess around with manual configuration or anything. And then with analytics, you can monitor your app's performance, track user engagement, identify areas for improvement.
It's like, taking care of all that back-end stuff.
Exactly.
That can be so
It
tedious.
is.
And letting you just focus on the code itself.
Right.
So, okay, that's Replit agents.
Yeah.
And then we have Lovable for the, total beginners.
Yes.
How does that one
So
work?
Lovable is all about visual development.
Okay.
Imagine a canvas where you can drag and drop elements like buttons, images, text boxes to create the layout of your app,
Right.
and you can connect these elements visually
Okay.
to create workflows and interactions,
No.
all without writing any code.
So you're literally just like piecing things together
Yeah.
and the app comes to life.
Exactly.
What kind of apps can you realistically build with that?
You can build simple games, interactive prototypes, educational apps, basic business applications. It's not really designed for like super complex data-intensive apps, but it's a fantastic way for beginners to get started, dip their toes in the water, and see their ideas come to life.
Cool. So it's like we've got an AI coding tool for everyone out there,
We do.
regardless of their skill level or, what kind of project they want to create.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it.
But let's zoom out for a second and talk about the bigger picture.
Okay.
How is this like vibe coding shaping the future of software development as a whole?
That's a great question, and I think it's going to revolutionize the software development landscape in a lot of ways.
Okay.
First, it's making software development more accessible than ever before.
Right.
And I think we're going to see a whole new wave of creators entering the space. People who might not have considered themselves developers in the past.
Like we're unlocking all this creative potential.
Exactly. We're going to see apps and solutions that we haven't even imagined yet.
Right, because now more people have the power to create them.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, what else?
And it's significantly speeding up the development process,
Mm-hmm.
which allows businesses to iterate more quickly,
Right.
respond to market changes faster,
Yeah.
and deliver innovative products to their customers sooner.
So it's not just about, empowering individuals. It's
Right.
also about giving businesses a competitive edge in
Absolutely.
this, ever-changing tech world.
Definitely.
Okay.
What else? I think we'll also see a shift from focusing on the how of coding to the what of problem solving.
Okay.
So developers will spend less time wrestling with syntax and algorithms
Right.
and more time understanding user needs, designing elegant solutions, and crafting exceptional experiences.
That's like, taking the role of the developer
Yeah.
and like elevating it
Right.
from just a coder to a strategic problem solver.
Exactly.
Wow, that's a pretty big shift.
It is.
Yeah.
And lastly, I think vibe coding will foster greater collaboration between developers and non-technical stakeholders.
Okay.
Like, imagine a world where designers, marketers, and product managers can actively participate in the development process,
Wow.
communicating their ideas directly through natural language and seeing those ideas come to life in real time.
That would break down so many communication barriers
It would.
that, so often exist between, the tech people and the non-tech people.
Yeah, it would lead to more innovative and user-centric products.
Yeah, that's a very exciting vision of the future.
It is.
And it seems like, we're well on our way.
We are.
But as with any technological revolution,
right,
there are, you know, challenges and questions that we need to address as we move forward.
Yeah.
You're saying, you know, there are some challenges and questions that we need to think about as this becomes, you know, more prevalent.
Yeah, one of the big ones is making sure that these AI-powered coding tools mm-hmm. are really accessible to everyone, not just, you know, a select few.
Right.
We need to be mindful of potential biases in the data that these tools are trained on
yeah.
and make sure that they're developed and used in a way that benefits everyone.
Yeah, that's super important.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to like exacerbate existing inequalities or anything like that.
Yeah.
We want to approach this technology responsibly and inclusively.
Absolutely.
What other concerns are out there?
Another one is the potential impact on education and training.
Okay.
As these AI-powered coding tools become more sophisticated, is there still going to be a need for traditional coding education?
Mm.
How will we need to like adapt our curricula and training programs to prepare the next generation of developers?
Yeah, that's really interesting. Well, we need to shift our focus from, you know, teaching specific coding languages
right.
to more like problem-solving, design thinking, ethical considerations.
Exactly. Maybe a greater emphasis on understanding how AI works,
uh-huh.
how to interact with it effectively,
yeah.
how to leverage its strengths and mitigate its weaknesses.
It's like the role of the developer might change from, you know, being a master of syntax to like an AI whisperer or something.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, someone who can communicate effectively with these tools and guide them to produce the desired outcomes.
Yeah, wow, that's really interesting. So it sounds like vibe coding is ushering in a whole new era of software development.
It really is.
You know, it's full of these exciting possibilities, but we need to, you know, really think about the ethical and societal implications too.
We do. It's a journey we're all on together. And it's important to have these conversations,
okay.
explore different perspectives, and work together to ensure that this technology benefits everyone.
Well, this has been a really incredible deep dive into vibe coding.
It has.
We've covered so much, you know, what it is, how it works, different tools, implications for the future.
Yeah, it's been a fascinating journey, and I'm so excited to see what the future holds.
Me too. You know, for our listeners who want to learn more, we'll be sure to include links to all the resources that we've talked about in the show notes.
Awesome. And remember, whether you're a seasoned developer or just starting out,
yeah.
there's an AI coding tool out there that can help you bring your ideas to life.
So don't be afraid to, you know, jump in, experiment, unleash your creativity.
Exactly.
The future is here and it's more accessible and exciting than ever.
I think so.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into vibe coding.
Thanks for having me.
We'll catch you next time on AI Powered 360.